The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, "When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. But the more I called them, the farther they went from me, sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you." The word of the Lord. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. O Shepherd of Israel, hearken, from your throne upon the cherubim shine forth, rouse your power. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for your journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let it return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. We continue in the book of the prophet Hosea. And again, he talks to us as a father with a child. And that's the way he develops his relationship with us, the Old Testament, with Israel, of course. But think about it. He says, "It's I who taught you how to walk. I lifted you up to my cheeks." Look at the intimacy here. God's lifting us up and putting us at his cheek. Such intimacy God wants with us. And then he says, you know, but you keep running away, you keep going back, but what do you do with a son or a daughter? You keep loving them. And he says that. He says, "I cannot give way to my blazing anger. I am God, not man." And that's so interesting because we think God is the hard one and man is the easy one, right? But it's the exact opposite. God is filled with love. God is filled with mercy. We judge each other. We yell at each other. I do. We do all these things. And we think if only God was like me, it would be really bad. We are so glad that God is like God, filled with mercy. Even as we talked about yesterday in the gospel, to proclaim the kingdom of heaven, as I told you, Jesus is the kingdom of heaven. And then what's it say when you're proclaiming the kingdom of heaven? There's no judgment here. There is no condemnation. But when you're proclaiming the kingdom of heaven, what are you supposed to do? Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. This is who God is, and this is who the kingdom is. There's many people at this very moment preaching a lot of other stuff. Let's only listen to God and what God says about him, and not what people say about him. May it know his love today and forever. Amen.